Now, they're being dubbed the pea babies, the victims of drug-addicted parents who are being cared for by their grandparents. New research commissioned for the support group Grandparents Raising Grandchildren reveals out of 1,300 children, almost half were removed from their parents because of drug addiction. Other reasons include domestic violence, neglect, family breakdowns and alcohol abuse. In some cases, carers are looking after as many as 15 children. Adriana Weber reports.
The study surveyed more than 1,100 grandparents, great-grandparents and other caregivers between March and May this year. It shows carers are struggling financially and feel they're not getting adequate support from government agencies. Researcher Liz Gordon says many of these children have a range of physical, psychological and behavioural problems.
So these are pea babies. Almost half of them are pea babies. And many of them have been abused. They've seen their parents go to prison. They've seen their parents die. These are children with emotional problems, physical problems, mental problems, ADHD.
She says some are even violent towards their grandparents, with 118 reporting they had been physically assaulted by a child in their care at least once, but mostly twice or more. One of them, Julie, says her grandson has hit her before, but it was accidental, as he suffers from disabilities that mostly stem from having been shaken as a baby. He's now 15, and she admits the older he gets, the more difficult it is when he lashes out.
He's a pubescent boy, only he's got a three-year-old brain, which sometimes goes to a one- or two-year-old brain. So we have terrible two tantrums with this humongous boy who's taller than my husband and I.
She says looking after him has had a huge impact on her life, most especially her work.
We actually lost our business after we got Ryan because I was the one watching the accounts and things. We owned a shop and people were going through on us and owing us money, and we ended up losing our business. So we've had to start again, which was hard.
The study shows she's not alone. Most say they have seen their incomes drop as a result of caring for grandchildren, as they're forced to change or leave work, retire or reduce their hours to look after them. In fact, the study found two-thirds of the families were living on or below the poverty line. At 66, Tere is one of 44 great-grandparents who took part in the study, who has been caring for her great-grandson for the past 9 years. Forced to quit her job, she's now saddled with a $12,000 debt after having to take out a loan to pay for necessities. But she says a loan shark is friendlier than work and income.
Sometimes they just sit there for, it seems like hours, not talking to you, typing away, I don't know what it is, and leave you sitting there like you're not there at all. When I go for a food grant, they send me to go and see a butcher, and it's embarrassing and it's time-consuming.
That's consistent with the study's findings, with many grandparents saying the state agency made them feel like a thief when they try to get the unsupported child benefit most grandparents in their circumstances are entitled to. This research has been presented today at the annual Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Hui held in Auckland. For Morning Report, Adriana Weber.
Meanwhile, the Ministry for Social Development says Work and Income is aware of the concerns, and last December it changed the way that it handles unsupported child benefit applications, making it an easier process for grandparents.